Elvis, of course, had many doctors over the years, but the doctor closest to him was a Memphis physician named George Nicopolis, known by the Presley entourage simply as Dr. Nick.
The records indicate that, especially in the last year of his life, you prescribed certain medications to Elvis Presley in quite extraordinarily large amounts. Why?
I can't comment on that, and I don't believe that's true.
Well, the records we have, Doctor, and I'll say this as gently as I possibly can, indicate that from January 20th, 1977, until August 16th, 1977, the day he died, you prescribed to Elvis Presley, and the prescriptions are all signed by you, over 5,000 Schedule II narcotics and or amphetamines. That comes out to something like 25 per day.
I don't believe that.
Well, is it something that you'd like to refresh your recollection on, or is it something that you deny?
I deny.
2 days ago, the state of Tennessee initiated proceedings to suspend or revoke Dr. Nick's license to practice medicine, principally because of the way he cared for Elvis Presley.
We have charged him with unprofessional conduct, gross incompetence, gross ignorance, gross negligence, and gross malpractice concerning his dispensing of narcotic substances. Specifically, we have charged him with dispensing, prescribing, and issuing narcotic and controlled substances not in good faith to relieve pain and not for a legitimate medical reason.
Who was the patient?
Well, there were 16 different patients we have charged him with concerning these particular drugs we've talked about.
Is Elvis Presley?
Elvis Presley is one of these individuals.
Was his case the single most glaring case?
Without a doubt, Elvis Presley, from my experience, was issued more Schedule II uppers, downers, amphetamines than any other individual I have seen.